All right, we're going to get going. This is the sports medicine update for the sports medicine broadcast. We've got our first presenter just finished up, so I'm going to let him take the mic for a second to introduce himself and just tell us a little bit about himself, and we'll go from there.
Hey, Bubba. Thanks for having me. My name is Craig Fitzgerald. I'm the director of strength and conditioning for Houston Tech.
Give me a little bit of your background for those that maybe didn't catch it at the start that'll maybe hear this talk and go from there.
Well, Bubba, I started off as a try-hard guy. If anybody knows what a try-hard effort guy means, you don't have much talent. So I started off as a try-hard football player. High school, walked on to the University of Maryland and had a great strength. Really learned a lot from him and that. Just field, Division III, Division I, and the pros. So it's been a really great road, met a lot of great people. I'm excited to be with Texas.
How long have you been in the profession?
It's my 20th year as being a strength coach.
Okay. What do you like most about being a strength coach?
I like most working with the coaches. I really do. The support staff, strength and equipment, like trainers and football coaches and athletes. I also really as a college strength, a variety of both men, which I think even more interesting. Football on one sport gets a little boring sometimes, but I'll tell you what,
we'll try to edit that part of getting boring out for you. So, you know, I got to listen to the bulk of your talk. There's some stuff I had to miss, unfortunately, but I want to, and we'll get into some of that, but what is your, let me back it up this way and say it. I think that a lot of kids, especially, I'll argue even up into the pros, have no technique. They just do the lift because their coach wants them to do the lift, damn the technique, or they're just that good that they can just do it. What's your thought process on teaching technique? And let's take it from a high school age kid.
Well, the key word you just use is teaching, and that's it has to happen. It has to be seamless. So a volleyball coach or a football coach, poor technique from a stand and movements, and we want it seamless in the way we take great pride in it. That's really how we judge ourselves and how we should be judged. People looking at us for the first time in the weight room, how is the athlete? That's first one. So you can never show.
Right.
You can't have both. If you start too heavy, you're not going to have. So keep the weights light, especially in high school, even in the pros. But keep the weights light until proven beyond a reasonable doubt that it should be.
Right, right. And that light may be a broomstick or a PVC pipe to start.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's really great. The high schools go now, they're starting in the middle school with PVC pipes.
Yeah.
And getting the technique out of high school for a lot of ass at the same time to teach them.
Right. Yeah. And not to jump on the soapbox, but I'll do a lunge onto it. I think sometimes that same coach would wear you out for 10 minutes if your first step off the line of scrimmage is wrong, but will be okay with you just doing a bad squat. Because you're at least doing something, and I think that's wrong in that regard. You talked about having your pulls, which everything I was learned is for every push you need two pulls minimum. I think the pulls are overlooked, and I think the posterior chain in general from the top down is not even talked about. Can you mention some of that? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, if you think about your pulls, it's a whole body.
Right.
You know, forcing the tension. What a great way to train. So we always start with, and the reason we do dynamic is it keeps the weight lighter. We don't do deadlifts. We do power pulls. You know, starting, you have to pull it fast up high. So it keeps the weight a little lighter. We get more muscle development. I think deadlifts are great as long. For us, we like to be dynamic. After that, we move into the squats, which again, we're again training the hip and leg area, which in athletics, we've just trained with our pulls and squats. About 90% of what we do. The shoulder girdles last for us in every workout because, again, that's over across the country in every sport. So we actually make sure we do a pull, squat, and press every workout. What happens is that keeps us in check. Our finishers, our auxiliary work is primary, are an RDL or string curl into a pull-up or because we're trying to finish off the posterior chain from the heel right back.
Right, right. One of Jeremy and I's good friends, his statement that I've stolen from him, so Sean, you're welcome, is he's, you know, the front's the show and the back's the go muscle.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody likes to work the show, but, and we don't take care of the go. And I agree with you. I think that you can do it. I like the, you know, like a good morning or deadlift into some type of pull.
Yeah.
There's one unit. It's two birds with one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you do, I think one of the other things in looking at some of this that I like that some guys do is, you know, it's harder, I get it, at the high school level when you got 120 kids for 45 minutes, you just got to genericize it to an extent and go. But how in-depth do you get it with your guys? So, for instance, are your DBs doing something different than, say, your linemen are going to do as far as some of their weight work goes?
So in South Carolina, it was the first time we decided to do training. So different cards. And you know what I found myself doing? I found myself trying to variations just to use when really I had a certain exercise be best for everybody. So
change the auxiliaries.
So what I would do, everybody needs to be a core. So I'm going to put what's best in no matter what the position is. Now there are times the linemen look, it adds a mass. So with the RDL, I may say, hey, tanks, two leg, jets, SL, single leg. Mm-hmm. But it won't be a different part. It may only be one variation per, right, you know, 20 exercise. And the reason is because most of the time, what's best for one is probably what's best for all. Now, in our field, we have 28-year-olds, we have 20-year-olds, we have 35-year-olds. So by making a general card in our situation, I can make it specific to J.J. Watt, right? Different squat than defensive lineman, but he's still squat.
Right.
So, I mean, different use modality for Brian Cushing, you know, Bernard McKinney, but they're still squatting. So it's, you know, we're not talking that way. We're talking more about the general exercises, pull squats.
Right. And I think the beauty of your level, and it helps every high as you go, you've got a limited number of guys. So you can walk through the weight room and go, hey, you're getting bad here. You know, where it may take, if it happens at all, a week of a coach to notice it fine.
Well, yeah, and with that, you know, the best way to do it was at Harvard. I really had a great time with that. I mean, football at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. fly. Now, but you may take a line. We had a line that was 6'7" that played in the league for a while. He was not doing back squats. It wasn't going to work out. And over time, we kind of do it. But the first part was he was doing front squats. And we're still squatting.
Right.
And we still have a big room. You still got to see them all. So I would say this to the high school lunch volume. I would keep it really simple.
I'm with you there.
You know, maybe it's not a power clean for the first month. Maybe it's just a pull from the ground and triple it. It's a power pull just to make sure everybody's doing that right. There is no hurry. You're dealing with 15, 16, 17 your time. Cut the movements, damn pieces up.
Right. And I think, and no knock to the coaches. It's hard when those numbers. If you can't do a back squat, what's your variation so you can squat? Is it a landmine? Is it a dumbbell?
Yes.
You know,
any and all above.
It's like CPR. Do something.
Yeah.
You know, rather than nothing at all. I'm with you on the keep it simple. The other thing I like that you talk about was I'm a believer that even in as an athletic trainer in rehab, we would put the carrot out there. If you can do all this through the week, we'll bring the Wii out. Or the Xbox or whatever we had at the time, that'll be your workout on Friday. You'll do your rehab, but it'll be playing a game. And so I like the competition. They don't realize how hard they're working. And, you know, one coach I had that did it, and we kept score. They were in teams. It was a lot of trash talk, you know, and it was fun.
It's fun, yeah.
And, you know, and I think we all get into that deal of I want them to be dragging. There's dragging and there's dragging.
Yeah.
You know, and those guys that were competing, they were tired, but they had a smile on their face, and you knew that was a good day.
Absolutely.
You know, the one you got to drive in was not a good day.
No.
You know, that you overdid it.
No, sir. Yeah. And I think that's a great, really in a lot of competition. You don't see too many kids leaving. You see a lot of kids maybe wiltering the game.
Right.
And, you know, so you want to avoid that. You want to teach them for through condition. They're going to finish the game. It's not about finishing. It's finishing strong, finish with power. Cut your reps down, get quality. Again, what is the hurry?
Right. Work the posterior chain all the way. Get your conditioning in. My argument is one more rep in the weight room doesn't help me on fourth and goal. You know, that doesn't mean I'm going to do
it. It's not a quality rep, no, sir.
Let's compete and do something. And now, fourth and goal, I'm not jumping off something.
Yeah.
You know, so potentially. I'm not an athlete, so I probably would. But, yeah. Jeremy, you got anything?
Yeah, one of the things you mentioned is mobility first. Like, that's one of the things you guys like to incorporate. And we've started using the foam roller a lot, and I think you mentioned in your talk some of the ways you do mobility, but can you hit up some of those again for me?
So we have time constraints just like everybody. So we have the players and the guys can be holding in the off season. In the in season, there's no in the off season. So our workouts have to be timed. And so I teach them the first day the roller program, at foam roller, and Jeff Kaplan, Ramirez, and Travis Turner all came up with this, and we have a you know, posted board on our wall in the weight room. And so we teach them that. We take our time. This goes into another subject. The first week, we pretty much just use the barbell in these guys' lifts and learn system, where to go, what's the warm-up. It provides two things, that they know what to do, but also provides the preparation for the body. We got to assume they've, you know, a lot of them have. We assume they've done. So with that, the roller program, try and hit every muscle group, teach them from square one. From there, we do a band stretch. From there, we do a dynamic warm-up. 2 days a week, it's full workload. There are 2 days a week, control circuit. Then it goes to mobility, which would be walking 2 days a week. It's a hurdle mobility, depending on what. And then we get into our speed. And the reason that is, give them a little variety. We don't like to do too many, 2 days in a row, too many things the same, just to give them variety. And so that works out really well for us. After that first week, we don't include the roller and band stretch with them coming. We just don't have to get that.
Right.
So that's something that's more of a, you know, individual thing. Now, at 8 o'clock in the morning with those workouts, if you haven't rolled down your band stretch, you're still going to get mobility. Your power skips, high knee, and flex, but you're not going to get the work. So we like to leave a little accountability. We just don't have that in there. That's how that works.
What do you and your staff do any kind of like a functional movement screen? Do you screen your guys for deficits at all when they come in?
So the movement screen we use is the FMS. We help our athletic trainers. With the first year we did, we're doing body weight, the functional movement screen. We're actually part involved with it. They run it. They do make it screen the time they want. It's a standard FMS.
Right. Does that change anything with you that you do with those guys when they come into your weight room?
Sure does. Yeah, sure
so
does.
That becomes their auxiliaries or the is to address those issues.
It does two things. It basically maybe makes some adjustments to some of the major exercises we're doing. Maybe it's like or some of the squats a variation of because right. they do some of the main ones
we
do.
You suck over here, so we're going to build up to it. By
yeah, sure. Yeah. And then the other one would be rehab, muscle development, the auxiliary section. We would add some correction.
Okay.
And our athletic trainers, I think, do a great job of simple. Like, once it happens, like, look, okay, this guy falls in this category. Look for your auxiliaries. You may want to do one arm, like SRDL, instead of two leg, because he had some with this.
Yeah, the beauty is, hey, Jeremy broke his ankle, so you know what to do.
Yes.
You know, we know we can't do that leg.
Yeah.
But we can do the good leg, and we can do the upper body.
Yes.
And, you know, he's not going to wither away to nothing.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Well, it's been an honor to be here today with great athletic trainers of this state. And, you know, long story short, the grassroots are taught in high school. And, you know, we're getting them pretty much.
They're done.
we're pretty much dusting the engine. They've been built from high school before with great technique. And the more years I've been in this, the better I see the athletes coming and preparing to college and the pros. And it's a credit. And the high school strength coach doing a tremendous job. I just want to say it's been.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.